Thursday, 10th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. VOA reports that media activists have sharply criticized the launch of the new state-owned newspaper, Harare Metro, by the Ministry of Information, saying the move undercuts media reform. Reuters informs us that a top-level European Union delegation will visit Zimbabwe on September 12 to 13 for meetings with government leaders, the first such talks in 7 years, in a bid to restore aid and cooperation. According to a VOA report, Education Minister David Coltart said yesterday that the Unity government would continue to engage striking teachers, aiming to bring them back into classrooms. Bloomberg.com reports that Somalia, Sudan, and Zimbabwe have overdue financial obligations to the International Monetary Fund, bringing total arrears to the lender to about $2.09 billion. The three countries also have financial obligations with the World Bank and the African Development Bank, according to the IMF. The American Bar Association has awarded Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights its 2009 Rule of Law Award. Radio VOP says that war veterans and soldiers in Maramba Pfungwe have given Movement for Democratic Change supporters in the area until October to denounce their membership to the party and surrender party regalia or risk the consequences. Zimbabwe's power-sharing government is unable to audit President Robert Mugabe's chaotic and often violent land reforms because it does not have cash to pay for the exercise, Lands Minister Herbert Murerwa told ZimOnline on Tuesday. In an article by The Independent Online, Liberia's president yesterday warned government ministers and other senior officials that she would clamp down on corrupt conduct after suspending the education minister and firing an energy manager. From love-struck British emergency service workers to superstitious Chinese sweethearts, tens of thousands of couples were seduced by the symbolism and symmetry of the date, 090909, to tie the knot, reports The Times Online. According to a report from Associated Press, South Africa's top communist is in danger of losing his working-class hero status after treating himself to the latest BMW 750i and using $120,000 in taxpayers' money to buy it. Blade Nzimande, General Secretary of the South African Communist Party and a cabinet member, is often seen wearing a Mao cap and is known for breaking into his favorite tune. My mother was a kitchen girl, my father was a garden boy, that's why I'm a communist. But his new wheels have soured his relationship with his close ally, COSATU, the country's largest labor organization.